An annual clothing drive to help keep kids warm this winter is now underway. Schwartz Furniture recently kicked off their annual Give a Kid a Coat campaign, with more locations than ever to drop off gently used and new winter coats, hats, mittens, and cold weather gear. Brian Purchase is the president and CEO of Schwartz Furniture. He discussed how the campaign got started.
This is we've been doing this for 14 years now. And, you know, the gist of it is really 15 years ago, I met with an old friend of mine who happened to be our parish priest, who told me about the need way back when, and now that it's even bigger than it ever was. So we decided to start collecting coats for the kids because we knew there was a lot of kids in need. I knew we had a business in four communities in Cape Breton. So I knew we had delivery trucks, so we could deliver the coats to the kids. People could bring them into the stores. Our customers would come in and give them. So we started it small, and it's just grown. And, you know, sadly, there's such a huge need that we've kept it going all the way along.
The four Schwartz locations are in Sydney, Glace Bay, North Sydney, and Port Hastings. Donations are also being accepted at Lindsay Construction locations in Sydney and Dartmouth, and at the Two Rivers Wildlife Park in Huntington. Purchase discussed the impact the campaign has had over the years and highlighted the importance of their partners.
I always think back to the first year. I thought, you know, we had a couple of range boxes full of coats that we took over to actually Clifford Street Youth Center in North Sydney with Paul Ratchford. And I really thought, I said, oh, we've probably given you too many. So maybe you can give them to some of the other youth centers. And he just kind of shook his head and said, Brian, no. The demand is so big. And I just remember that really making an impact and driving us forward to get it bigger. And then we were so fortunate for Lindsay Construction to come along. That allowed us to be able to give coats in the western part of Cape, as far as the western part of Cape Breton, and Myra Wildlife Park, who've come on as a partner this year to help us for this cause. So that's wonderful. The community's been great.
Purchase also shared a message to inspire people and get them thinking about donating.
I think we all have coats or winter accessories that are probably hanging around that we, you know, we're not sure what to do with. Just understand that when you have that stuff and if you can drop it off at the stores, you can make such an impact on youth in our community that need your help and are less fortunate than we are. So, you know, I hope people hear that message and continue to support it. And thanks to all who've supported it so well so far.
Donations will be accepted until December 13th. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.